Right now, panel, time for you to answer some questions about the week's news. Kiri, more interesting news from science. Researchers at Iowa State University studied 72 married couples, found out that a key to a happy marriage is how often the wife what?
There is no way I'm even going to try to make a joke.
I think I'll go with answer B on this one. goes out and socializes.
No, not that at all.
How often the wife...
No, the answer is not A, despite the fact that there are men all over the country right now going, go B-A, B-A! No, it's not.
How often she agrees with him?
Exactly wrong.
How often he agrees with her?
Exactly. How often she gets her way.
Ooh.
Ooh. This is what happened. They took these 72 couples, and they asked them to rate their levels of happiness, and then they videotaped them as they discussed some topic of importance and difficulty between the couple. The result, the happiest couples, according to both the man and the woman, keep in mind, were the ones in which the husband quickly, intently, and enthusiastically gave in to the wife's demands.
Yes!
And by the way...
And once again, I say, this they had a study.
I know, this they had a study?
Yes.
Also,
but as I say...
How much did they spend on that study?
Further proof that there is a God.
By the way, and guys, the key word by there was enthusiastically. You can't just say, fine, whatever you say. Also,
I think the results of that study are skewed because the guys already know they're just going to have to agree with whatever they say.
Exactly.
So, yeah. Yeah.
It's like, we think the study says you have to agree with your wife. Okay. Paul, a sad story from Germany. A woman who had multiple personality syndrome says that her therapist abused her. Not only did he become romantically involved with one of her personalities, he used another of them to do what?
Brag about it.
No. Oh. You wouldn't believe the hot time I had with this other woman who...
Do you know her? No, I think you know her.
I'll give you a hint. It's like a cross of Sybil and Hazel.
He actually had one of her personalities clean up his house?
Yes, he did. And not only that, but he borrowed money from yet a third personality.
To take the first one out.
Exactly.
The man's a genius. That's what you call horizontal integration.
Monica Murta, 44, went to Dr. Peter Blaker for treatment for multiple personality syndrome. That, of course, you black out. Another personality takes over. You wake up later. You have no idea what that personality did. Ms. Murta says that the good doctor slept with the personality named Catherine while he had Finya clean the house. And he borrowed money from Leonie to go on vacations, although we don't know if he took Catherine along. The doctor also allegedly tried to encourage another personality to emerge because he needed somebody to do some light filing.
You know, before you come down on this guy, just realize how many of those people he had to agree with constantly and enthusiastically.
I know.
To all the girls I've loved before who travel in